95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I do believe that's a fact.
How are you?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. Weekend?
Yeah. It was actually good. This, the weird thing we did, we, how do you say it, left the house?
What?
Yeah, I know.
That's outrageous.
The couch was surprised. We actually drove out to the beach, just kind of hung out and enjoyed this place called California.
No kidding.
That was pretty nice. It was so cloudy and just moody.
It was very cloudy yesterday.
Moody and horrible. It was great. It was awesome. It's fantastic.
You left the house. That's crazy.
I know. Isn't that weird?
I thought I was going to get involved in a high-speed chase today on the way here.
Really?
I thought.
Talk to me.
Because,
freaky.
You know, you're going over the 405.
Mm-hmm. Down into the valley?
Yes. Uh-huh. But on your way up,
yeah,
I'm in the carpool lane.
Right. Wait, oh yeah, because you got your little sticker now.
Right.
That you made illegally.
And there's a shoulder to the left of me.
Right.
But I'm in the far left lane.
Right.
And a car comes flying by me.
Really?
On that shoulder.
Man, that's always smart because there's lots of, you know, ladders and bodies.
There's
and
a lot of stuff.
Garbage
there,
out there, yeah.
And so I immediately started looking in my mirrors to see where the cops were.
Yeah.
No one.
Really?
Nobody.
He's just like, I need to go 140 right now.
Yes, it was
so
super
I'm
weird.
I'm going to do it.
Because the traffic was going about 30, so he was flying.
Really?
Yeah.
God, have you
seemed
seen...
like he was running from...
And they never showed up.
Nope.
They would easily follow him right through there.
I would have kept going. You know that,
lane.
By the way, just so
of
you know.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
I would phone in regular reports.
All right, we're almost to Sacramento now. And he's not showing any, so they keep yelling at me to get the hell out of here.
I think they need my help, even though they won't admit it.
You know, on Instagram, when you do a search, all those weird videos, just tons and tons of random stuff come up. And I've been watching so many car crashes, high-speed car crashes
Why?
Lately. I don't know. They just keep coming up. And just, those cars disintegrate.
Yes. Yeah.
You really shouldn't be doing that.
No.
Because if you're trying to get away, it's a good chance you're just going to disintegrate.
Yep.
And you'll be like half of you will be splattered out on the road.
Death is
going,
likely.
Well, or not death. That'd be even worse.
Yeah, it would be worse.
Scrape me off the road.
So next time, I want that guy to get somebody chasing him.
If you're going to do that, have someone chasing you.
What a waste.
Flip off a cop first.
Right.
Then go.
Then do that. Come on, man. Get it together.
Think.
Give me five today.
Yeah, it's all about songs with best. If it's a best song, we'll play it.
Have you heard of Angel Numbers?
No.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
Sounds dumb.
We're going to talk about it. It's kind of a numerology thing.
You bring in angels and all of a sudden it's dumb.
Oh,
hold on a second. The alarm's going off.
Oh, great.
Does that mean we get to leave?
We never leave when the alarm goes off.
I know. There's this alarm that goes off all the time and everybody here ignores it.
Just sits here and acts like it's not happening.
Oh, death is imminent.
I don't know what it's supposed to mean.
Yeah, no one knows.
Okay.
No one on the floor knows.
The government is looking for a fighter jet. That's a strange story.
Yeah, that's a really weird story.
And a woman on Instagram is worth paying some attention to.
Okay.
So we've got that coming up next, along with one American dollar.
Nope, that's a lie. That's tomorrow. But thank you for lying. Oh, one American dollar. No,
yeah.
That's tomorrow. That's a lie.
What's happening with you?
I thought that other game you were talking about.
95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
One American dollar is worth one American dollar
that's
today.
That's correct.
We're going to play that pretty soon. I might get a buck.
Doubt it.
Me too.
Let's talk about airplanes and people throwing fits.
Why does that
happen so much?
I don't know.
Has
maybe
it ever happened on a plane that you've been on?
Nope. Thank God.
Same.
I mean, I would just... when you look at Flight Tracker and you see how many flights are in the air...
Right.
There are a lot. But, I mean, I guess people are already worked up. Maybe they've taken a few too many weird drugs to calm themselves and it worked the wrong way.
Yeah,
whatever.
That could be.
But, man, it's annoying. It's annoying.
What is the most annoying thing that you can say as you're storming off a plane?
I hope you all crash and burn.
Sure. I mean, that's one. Don't you know who I am?
Oh, my God. Yes. No one cares.
Is a big one.
Yeah, why would anyone say that? What gets into people's heads?
I don't know. If you have to say that, they clearly don't know who you are
and
don't care.
Or they do, and they really hate your guts even more than they did before.
Right.
It's not going to stop them. Oh, we didn't realize you're the King of England. Go ahead and throw a fit.
So this is the end of her throwing a fit on a flight.
Yeah.
And they're yelling back and forth, you shut the F up, you shut the F up. And then she ends it with a beaut.
A beaut. Is this the beaut?
I've never said that before in my life.
I haven't. I can attest to that.
That's super
weird. That was weird, yeah. Who are you? All right, here we go. Here's her beaut.
Call me a again. Call me a again. Yeah, you guys did nothing wrong.
I said you shut up.
No, you shut the up. You shut the up and you're
Goodbye.
You shut the... Film me. I'm Instagram famous, you bum. Shut the
Film me. I'm Instagram famous. I'm sorry, what?
Man, that's cool. I was Instagram famous.
Doesn't it seem
pathetic?
Like it's a worthless claim because in reality.
Couldn't be more worthless. Who cares?
Instagram is, I mean, nothing compared to reality.
Right. And what's her face the other day got herself thrown out of Beetlejuice. Sure. Oh, look, it's Michael whatever. He's appeared.
Sure.
And saying that as well. And we do know who you are.
Yes.
And it still doesn't matter.
So don't say things
like that.
I'm Instagram famous.
Go ahead, film me.
That sounds so childishly stupid. Even if you are huge on Instagram, zero people care.
Especially on that plane.
Right. So you shut up. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. My favorite story this weekend was the missing F-35 jet.
Super weird. Did you see that? Yes. Immediately, I thought of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
This is the greatest headline. Missing F-35 jet may have carried on flying in, quote, zombie state. As officials reveal, the $100 million Lightning II stealth fighter was put on autopilot, and then the pilot ejected.
Now, don't
you eject if a plane is about to crash?
Generally, unless there's something really weird going on.
So what's happening? Why would he put it on autopilot?
Oh, the UFO was flying over, and they had opened the doors.
Oh, you think it's a UFO thing?
I'm hoping it is.
I doubt it.
Me too.
Here's the report.
Okay.
And right now, U.S. military officials are trying to track down a missing F-35 fighter jet. I mean, they're asking the public for their help. They say it disappeared somewhere over South Carolina yesterday.
So go out in your yards, look up in the sky, see if he goes flying by.
They're asking people help them find a $100 million fighter plane.
What?
That's so crazy.
Right?
We're missing part of the story.
I'm just wondering if maybe you could go see if it's in your backyard.
Right.
Is it down the street a little ways?
Well, they said there's no sign of an accident.
Right.
So
maybe
it was parked
in front of a bar.
Maybe it's still flying.
Yeah. Who knows? Until it runs out of gas.
Right. Yeah.
After the pilot ejected from the plane because of a mishap, NBC News Pentagon correspondent Courtney Cubey is following this story for us.
Ooh, neat. A little sound
effect. Mishap.
Courtney, this sounds just so bizarre. This is one of the most advanced jets in the world. How does it sort of just disappear?
Yeah, it doesn't just sound bizarre. Frankly, Morgan, it is bizarre. So you have something, this aircraft, the F-35, it's known for its stealth capabilities. And basically what that means is an adversary has a difficult time knowing where it's flying or even if it's flying in their airspace at any given time.
Apparently our government is also fooled by it.
Yeah. I mean, they should be able to see where it is, right? But I mean, I guess
you would certainly think.
I mean, I hope it's flying at a different level than commercial flights. Because,
I think it's quite a while right now.
I suppose. It was over the weekend.
I think it was over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, definitely check your backyards, people.
Sure.
But that being said, there's also very sophisticated communications equipment that is a part of this F-35.
Right.
So it should be able to communicate back with wherever it's flying out of. There should be a constant stream of communication. That's why this is so unusual. So as you said, a pilot was flying over South Carolina late yesterday when there was some sort of a mishap. The military is not telling us anything about
that. Wow, that's kind of
weird.
Some kind of mishap. That's unusual.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what exactly
did he eject accidentally?
Well, no, it sounds like she had said then, you know, whatever. I'm just taking from that then that there had been a mishap and then he ejected.
Oh, maybe. But he put it on autopilot, which means everything is okay.
Still kind of going. I mean, I guess you would because you theoretically wouldn't want it to crash.
Right.
You'd want to get out and hopefully be able to communicate and say, hey, I had to jump out over South Carolina of all terrible places in the universe. Well, I couldn't have been even North Korea.
And he landed in a neighborhood.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and they took him to the hospital.
Oh, well, what's his deal? Is he not talking?
No one's saying.
What the hell is going on?
That's why I'm fascinated by it.
I love it. I love
this kind
of stuff.
What does that mean, a mishap? And why did he eject and put it on autopilot?
And why isn't he saying what happened?
What? And why is the government asking for our help?
that just makes them look stupid. Yeah. That's just sad.
What they think happened is that there's a lake nearby.
And then it just went into the lake.
You know, crashed in the lake and sunk. And that's why they can't see any remains.
I mean, there's no point in guessing.
Fire.
Right.
Anything.
Guessing is, I mean, it's just, my guess is he had some sort of snap. He just kind of snapped. He just sort of lost it. And he's like, I'm out. I'm going to run it into a lake and I'm going to jump out and then not talk.
But that makes no sense.
Well,
if you lose it, maybe you want to take yourself out.
Right.
But he didn't do that.
Right, that's true.
He ejected and landed.
Maybe he was trying because there was a mishap. Maybe he was trying to screw it.
What mishap?
I don't know.
What mishap?
What? Call him. Let's find out what hospital he's in.
I need to know what
mishap. If he's on the ground, we need to get a hold of him. Where's Lightning? He'll track him down.
That's true.
Get a lot of requests for Dio on our Friday night thing.
That is correct.
Just throwing our little Dio in for you this lovely Monday afternoon.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for...
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Yeah!
All right, the top 10 places to visit in Los Angeles, according to TripAdvisor.
Oh, TripAdvisor.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's... Okay, all right.
Top
that's
10 places to visit in Los Angeles.
By the way, we got to talk about your last dollar when I did win. I found out when I took it to the bank, it was just photocopied. Yeah. It was black and white.
They all have
it's
been.
It's not a regular dollar,
they
man.
They all have been.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, everyone else they took the money. Huh. Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one real American dollar at Yamaval. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com. All right, so this is for out-of-towners. This is for tourists.
Yes.
These are the top 10 things to do and see and be at in Los Angeles.
Yes.
According to TripAdvisor.
Yes.
I mean, I suppose the Walk of Fame must be on there, the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
The Walk of Fame? Not.
So maybe it's not terribly obvious ones like that.
I mean, I think you'll agree with most of the
yeah,
list.
Sure, of course. There's just so damn much to do in this town.
Right. Agreed.
I would say maybe taking a movie at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Hollywood maybe? Forever Cemetery is a great choice.
Right.
But a wrong answer. That is not, TripAdvisor is not aware of that.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Most out-of-towners. You know, see who's playing at the Whiskey, the Roxy, the Troubadour. Hit one of the classic, you know, see one of your favorite bands. At
another great
venues.
Answer.
Right? I just love
you're really
Angeles.
Coming up with good answers.
I love driving people around this town. Head out to Santa Monica. Hit 3rd Street Promenade. Go to the pier. Go to the beach at Santa Monica.
3rd Street Promenade is great.
Right?
Santa Monica is great.
Right?
Nope.
Come on. All right, what does TripAdvisor suggest people do?
All right, number 10
I'm surprised.
The Walt Disney Concert Hall. That's downtown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Number 9, La Brea Tar Pits.
Who cares?
Number 8, the Hollywood sign.
You know, I was going to say that because I was thinking if they say get park yourself on Beechwood to take a picture, get out of my driveway! I lived on Beechwood and people were always out there almost getting hit.
So you were right near a sign that everybody came
yes,
to and visited.
Right.
And you didn't guess it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Because I didn't want to encourage anybody to park on Beechwood because it's annoying.
Number 7, the Grove.
Oh.
Number 6, Staples Center. Kind of your idea Staples is that yeah, stuff is going to happen there.
Yeah.
Battleship USS Iowa.
What?
Museum.
No.
I think that's in Long Beach. Peterson Automotive Museum.
Yes.
Number 4.
All right, there you go. I agree with that one.
Number 3, Griffith Observatory.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Or whatever it's
yeah,
however
no, that's
said.
Cool.
Number 2 is the Getty Center.
Sure, that's a good one.
And number 1 is Universal Studios Hollywood.
I thought about that, but then I thought the obvious ones weren't happening.
You literally didn't get one.
I was also going to say Amoeba, and you should get a Pink's hot dog, and you should take in a TV show taping. So I think my suggestions are better than TripAdvisor.
Yours are. Yours are
surprise.
Great. And yet you got 0 correct.
No dollars!
You should have to pay me $1.
Okay. Here, I just printed this up. Here you go.
Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, to you as well, Kevin. Is your family coming in town for National Cheeseburger Day?
Yes, of course.
Who plays the Hamburglar around the French fry tree in your family?
That's a secret.
Oh,
we can't,
you keep
the,
oh, you
can't reveal that.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's for rotating.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I do the gifts.
I'm actually going to have a cheeseburger tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, we always have burgers on Monday nights.
There are a bunch of places. I know Wendy's. I know McDonald's. There are a bunch of places that have deals on cheeseburgers.
Stop
today
talking about
because
it. I want to go
National
eat some right
day
now. Oh, man. Man.
Here's a different
cheese
story.
Cheese fries!
Here's a different story. We talked about your lucky numbers before. I'd like to get back into that.
Okay.
A Maryland woman's license plate helps her win a $50,000 lottery prize.
Wow. Plate. Okay.
The numbers on this woman's license plate, she didn't like them.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to get your license plate changed?
No, I couldn't carry
just
any less
generic,
there.
Right?
I mean, I guess maybe if I got like, I don't know. I can't even imagine. I mean, I wouldn't care if I had 666. I wouldn't care.
Right.
I wouldn't care if, I mean, I would love it if it was 6969 or something.
Sure.
I mean, I can't imagine anything. Maybe if it said ass.
So she wanted to change.
Right.
And they wouldn't let her.
Why didn't she like the what it said?
Don't know. Ugh. But then those same numbers started showing up like they were haunting her.
Oh, my God.
It kept appearing everywhere, the lottery winner said. I saw it on paperwork at my job, on other car tags, on TV, everywhere.
Time for some more meds.
The lucky lady started playing those numbers, 91104.
91104. 91104.
She played it multiple times a couple of weeks ago and just won $50,000 with that number.
Look at that. See, don't be hating on the numbers.
Come on. How does that work? How does the number thing work? You have a lucky number?
Not really. I say 13 because it's funny, mostly.
Because most people don't like it.
Yeah, when I sit down to a really crowded, annoying roulette table, I start throwing money on 13, and if I hit, people just kind of clear. And then I have the table to myself and a couple other people.
They clear because
aren't.
They don't like that you're playing number 13?
Yeah.
Wow.
And isn't that silly?
So you just do it to run people off.
Yeah, basically. Right. That's pretty much the story of my life.
But a lot of people... That's sad.
What about you? Do you have a favorite number? I can't imagine you do.
I don't. I don't have a favorite number at all.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I have numbers that I like, but I don't.
What does that mean?
I don't.
Like you'd go out with them? Maybe if they'd buy you a drink or something, you might spend the night with them? No, what do you mean, though? What do you mean?
Like they get a little handsy. I'm cool. numbers that I had in sports in high school.
Oh, gotcha.
Stuff like that. Okay. Nothing that I think brings me luck.
Right.
Like when I buy a lottery ticket, it's always random.
Sure. Yes, me too. Just hit
because I don't have any numbers that I consider lucky.
No. 13 was kind of started off because I was on Channel 13. It was a clear channel on the CB for the most part. So I just started having my friends when I was a kid. Meet me on Channel 13. I'm a maniac.
What a dork.
Totally. And then I ended up getting into this stupid business.
So what is your number and how
and
does it help you?
And what has it done for you?
What has it done for you? Has it won a $50,000 lottery?
Then we might be a little more convinced.
Yep.
Because that is kind of weird. 818-955-KLOS.
Those are our numbers.
I mean, you know, if she was hating on the numbers and was going to change them and then suddenly...
She sees them everywhere. But see, in my mind, I think, but... There were a lot of other numbers that you saw that you just discarded because they weren't that
All you
number.
See are numbers. And 911 does come up a lot, oddly. Yeah.
So if you have lucky numbers.
Then why?
818-955-KLOS. Talking about lucky numbers.
Yeah.
You have a number that brings you good luck? A lot of people really believe in this.
They really do. I don't know that I ever believed in my number 13, but I've held on to it all these years.
But it has paid off for you in certain ways.
It has, and it's weird. It's kind of followed me around forever. I mean, you know, I don't know. It just
hasn't followed you around. You've continued to bring it up.
I have, you know, with roulette, back in the day, I used to try and keep track manually myself of when 13's come up on, you know, on the board.
Right.
Now they actually put it on those you know, lit up boards. They actually tell you because it doesn't really do
you
any
track
good.
Of it. Right.
But I have hit 13 many times. Wow. Over the years, because I look for when it hasn't come up, and then I'll throw some money on it, and then if it doesn't come, I'll keep upping the money until I do hit it.
Would you say you're up or down?
I would say overall, I'm probably just about broken even, actually.
No, you're down.
No, I mean, probably about 50 bucks down.
Do you have a lucky number?
Lucky number, 77, because I get 8 more.
77, because I get 8 more.
Exactly.
Right.
Wait, I don't know, just spell it out.
I didn't get it either.
69 plus 8.
Ah, gotcha.
Well, that's
wow,
a, it sounds
slow.
Like, yeah, but it also sounds like really, I mean, 69 makes sense like from a physical sense.
Sure.
The 6 and then the 9.
Right.
But 88, I'm confused. Or 72?
77. Yeah.
You got 8 more. Oh, I get it. 8. A-T-E.
Well, yes.
Well, this is taking forever.
Yes.
Well, my birthday 1771, so...
Nope, enough of you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey, you have a lucky number?
Hey. Well, yeah, kind of. It's one time I just added up my kid's birth date, and it came out to 22. I bought a number 22 scratcher, a $3 bingo, and I won $500.
Ah.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
It's more than I've won with my numbers.
Do you consider that as a result? Do you consider it some sort of other outworldly power, or is it just weird coincidence and that was nice?
Probably just a weird coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Oh, right on. I did my good luck charm, so there you go.
That's very cool.
All right.
Right on. I don't think that's how my parents felt about me. 818-955-KLOS.
You have lucky numbers that bring you luck. How does that work?
Hello?
Hi there. We're talking about lucky numbers.
Oh, my God. I've never gotten into one of these things before.
Okay, bing, 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 bing.
I know, right? So, yeah, mine's 11.
How come?
Well, it's actually the mirror number. Got a higher existence in the Fibonacci ratio. It would actually be the number that repeats itself.
The Fibonacci ratio.
It's like the three-dimensional pie.
Delicious.
It's 3.14, but it's a sequence of numbers. Well, right. If you go to the nearest nine, like a computer would do.
Hey, I watched Alias. I know all about the Fibonacci sequence.
So Trip, out here is like the 13 that he's like talking about. That is actually the beginning of the end of the sequence.
Woo-hoo!
So it's like 1, 3. You add it together, it would equal 4. Then 7, then 11. So
I'm usually at the beginning of the end of the sequence.
There's so many people that do that. They go, you just take this, and then you add that, and then you end up with this.
Those are not the kids that were in general math with me.
No.
Well, then that's when you start looking for the difference, bro. You got to be the difference. The difference that you want to see in the world today.
So is this has 11 actually ever brought you any true luck, you think?
Oh, dude, I mean, I've jailed a lot of people inside my mirrors.
I'm sort of glad you got through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And tying around.
All right. Thank you for calling, man, and congratulations on getting through.
I don't have any
idea what's going on there.
KLOS, hello.
But I approve.
How's it going? So my lucky number is 13 because that's my wife's day that she was born, and good things have been happening ever since then.
Nice.
Look at you. That's so romantic.
Yeah.
Do you ever use that number in Vegas or to play the lottery or anything else?
No, but those are the gauge strings that I use for a guitar. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you know that it's the beginning of the end of the sequence of 11?
Of the Fibonacci sequence?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did I. I didn't even know what it means.
Yeah.
But thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You have a lucky number.
Why? Why is it so lucky?
Right now we're talking about numbers that seem to bring you luck. You have a lucky number. There's a woman who had a license plate, and she played those numbers in the lottery and won $50,000.
She was about to get rid of the plate. She didn't like the numbers for some reason, but now I guess she's probably totally on board if you win in that kind of cash.
So we've got somebody on the phone talking about Vegas. You have experience with lucky numbers?
Some people asked me, they were playing the roulette wheel, and I said, oh, this thing doesn't ever win. So they said, okay, well, why don't you try some of your numbers? Because they were losing money. I said, okay. I put money down on a single number, 3, it won. I put more money down on number 5, it won. I put more money down on 8, it won. 3 times in a row. And they said, holy crap, you got any more numbers? I go, nope. And that's the only time I've ever played roulette.
Why 3, 5, and 8?
I don't know. It's just like, I like the curves. You know, guys like curves.
You were channeling the curves. Someone was walking by, and you're like, oh, I like that.
8.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, my lucky number is 1-818-955-5567.
I love that number. That is a good number.
Yeah.
Well, happy Cheeseburger Day to you. National Cheeseburger Day to you.
Thank you, and to you as well.
And thank you for calling your lucky number.
Okay, have a good one.
Songs with the word best in the titles, what we're going to be doing in just a few minutes.
That is the Give Me 5 topic.
You can hit us up on Twitter.
We are Kevin and Sluggo.
Or give us a call here, 818-955-KLOS.
Give me 5 songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
The theme today is best.
B-E-S-T.
The word best is in the title.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or on Twitter?
It's at Kevin and Sluggo.
And the first one up is Pat. Hey, it's Pat! Hit me with your best shot on KLOS. Looking for songs with best in the title, 818-955-KLOS.
That is for Sydney, The Best of You by Foo Fighters. We are looking for songs with best in the title, KLOS. Hello.
You know what? You're my best friend.
Oh.
Wait, not you guys.
Oh.
Not you. Can you play You're My Best Friend?
Oh. I'm brokenhearted. And yes.
No, you guys really are, though. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Toying with our emotions. I love that song. That's a damn good song. It's a really mellow Gimme 5 today, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That one is for, who's that for? That was Rod, listening in North Carolina. Thanks for doing that online.
And Brian wants to hear My Best Friend's Girl.
Ooh, I love that song.
By the Cars.
All right, here you go, Brian.
Probably not.
If we're honest for once.
Hey, Marcy played Sinatra the other day.
Oh, really? Marcy rules.
Marcy can get away with it.
Marcy's the best. maybe. Yeah. Count on it. Stay there by your radio all night. Wait till 2 in the morning. Maybe it'll be on then. Yeah.
Yeah, right around 2.
Yeah.
I got it.
Right on, yep. Man. Thanks all for calling, right. Dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo.
Yo.
Give me 5 songs with best in the title.
Best of time, stick.
You don't usually pile up the requests to make one song number one on Gimme 5. It's just sort of random, but man, oh man, we got a lot of requests for this one.
We did Ryan and Frank and Ellie all and wanted to hear it.
Madeline wanted Van Halen as well. Best of both worlds.
Fast food restaurants are my friends. And
here.
That's why it's National Cheeseburger Day.
Ah!
And we need to celebrate.
Yeah, we do.
If you want to know what's going on for National Cheeseburger Day, we have information. Burger King will give a free cheeseburger to any member of its Royal Perks reward program.
Royal Perks, dun, 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 dun.
McDonald's, available only today, will be discounting its most popular menu item, the double cheeseburger.
Oh, I love the double cheeseburger.
The sandwich will cost 50 cents through the mobile app.
Wow. So you order via the mobile app for that one. Okay, all right.
And then finally, Wendy's announced that they will be selling its famous Junior Bacon Cheeseburger for just 1 cent all week.
Wow. There's going to be some lines around the... All week, even.
All week.
Wow, so 4 wonderful days.
You have to order that through their app, too, the Wendy's app.
Oh, right, okay.
But 1 cent.
1 penny.
That's pretty strong.
Remember when, like, Wendy's first started, it was like this super fancy fast food restaurant. You go in there, it was so nice inside. I felt
still
like...
Still is.
Yeah,
what
the hell?
You mean.
Oh, of course. But I just remember, like, oh, this is fancy, man. I don't know. I shouldn't be in here, man. I should
leave, what's their
man.
Chocolate shake that's so good?
Oh, the Frosty. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. McFlurry from McDonald's.
That's good, too.
We're not getting anything, either. You know what? All these radio stations, they bring in food and everything. Ain't nothing in here.
This is BS.
Yeah. But anyways, happy National Cheeseburger Day to us all.
There is a holistic master coach in Canada.
Dirk Gently?
Samantha Lotus.
Oh, that's so close. I was so close.
She says sight problems. She says you don't need glasses.
Okay.
Her account has now gone private, but this is what she had to say.
What's the one thing that your optometrist doesn't want you to know about?
I don't know. Why is she pausing? Why won't she tell us?
Suspense.
The one thing my optometrist doesn't want me to know about.
Right.
That he had an affair with my woman.
I mean, no. That's oddly specific.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know.
The fact that you do not need glasses.
Guess I do. I bloody well do.
No, you don't.
I don't?
Nope.
Really?
And here's why.
I can reach into my own locker and smash my glasses?
Yep.
That's right. You may have been told that you need glasses, but that's actually a lie. There are mental, emotional, physical, and even spiritual reasons why you may not be seeing. And I'm here to tell you that that can be healed. If you want to learn more, read the comments.
Oh, man. I'll bet the comments have been very thoughtful and nice.
A 35-year-old woman touting an $11 class that is held on Zoom with holistic multidimensional healing.
Multidimensional.
For those with vision problems.
You know, usually I have just one-dimensional healing, and it feels good.
It's not the same.
But yeah, you know, I guess if you take it to...
Experts call it quackery, warning that Ms. Lotus's claims are not based in any kind of science and are potentially harmful.
I mean, you would think, like, how many thousands of years. I mean, glasses go back a long ways.
No kidding.
You would think that somebody at some point would have figured out, hold on, if you just go,
nobody looked at the multidimensional whatever.
Oh, exactly.
The holistic multidimensional healing.
Well, there's your problem.
In the caption of the video, she claimed that she's reversed her need for glasses and can help you do the same, Sluggo.
For $11.
Isn't that great?
That's
she told her followers that she was offering a 2-hour masterclass.
2 hours.
That would, quote, blow their minds and was available to those who are ready to truly see and open to holistic multidimensional healing.
I see what she's doing.
She added, for you, Sluggo, if you're closed-minded and want to stay a victim,
yes, please.
This is, in all caps, not for you.
Noted!
Those guys from Long Beach that have been on with Heidi and Frank many times over the years. Rival Sons is who that is.
Love that band.
Really good song, too. That's their new one, Sweet Life. It's from the Lightbringer album. It's going to be out just over a month from now. Did you see the artwork?
I did. Very cool.
The cover of that is really super cool. It's going to be out on October 20th, Lightbringer. And from it, that is Sweet Life from Rival Sons. Perhaps. That's the brand new one from Guns N' Roses. You know, those guys, and I think this is kind of cool, it always fascinates me, who bands follow on Twitter.
Right.
And those guys have 6.4 million followers, no surprise there, but they only follow 41 accounts altogether. Yeah. And among them, of course, Slash and Axl and Duff, but also Wolf Van Halen.
Sure.
Of course, he's been opening for them lately, but out of 41 people, that'd be pretty damn cool, you know, to be getting started like this, and hey, Guns N' Roses!
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Agreed.
New stuff from them, and that is perhaps... WKRP in Cincinnati debuted on CBS on this day in rock in 1978, lasted for four seasons. Genesis released the Abacab album in the UK on this day in rock in 1981. Kiss made their first public appearance and was on MTV sans makeup on this day in rock in 1983.